Welcome back to Ears Wide Open on a Monday night with me, the Reverend Bob Levy. Check out my site, RevBobLevy.com. You can pick up a t-shirt, I hate people, or you can see where I'm playing. And Joe, what do you got going on?
Just doing my podcast along with this. Okay. And there are some listeners from here that have been checking out the podcast now.
That's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
That is great.
Crossover.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Cross-dressers.
And I got to tell you, the other day, I tweeted to Anthony, right? Anthony Cumia.
Yeah.
And all I did was just put a tweet that said, hey, listen, I know I'm a nobody comedian, but I support Anthony Cumia. And when he starts his show, I'm going to subscribe to his show.
Yeah.
And he's always been a gentleman to me because a couple times I've hung out at his house.
Yeah.
I got Anthony retweeted it, which I didn't think he would. I just, and there were so many people who have followed me on there, and some of them now are checking out the show.
No, a lot of them are.
Yeah,
you know what
but
I mean?
Some,
that's awesome.
The ones they were fans
sick.
Of Anthony.
I think it's sick what happened to him. It's crazy.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? To listen to the show today, and
I just want to say we support Opie and Jim.
It's
Norton.
Sad
yeah,
because
no,
you can tell that they don't want
to. Exactly. Just to hear Opie's voice. And to hear Jim's voice,
aww,
you can tell that it's just, they don't know what to do. You know what I mean? It's like taking apart, like, say your family, like, you know, and all of a sudden somebody comes and just takes your kid away.
Or your dad.
You know, what are you going
to
do?
You're used to functioning with those, you know,
it's
those
like
people.
It's like Opie and Anthony are the mom and the dad, and then Jim's
and
the
Jimmy's
kid.
The kid. And Opie and Anthony,
the
and
special
I think,
kid.
And a lot of people know this, that they've had their battles between each other. They've been working together 20
well,
years.
Well, it's a,
they had,
it's
they
a marriage,
had,
dude.
Of course.
It they, is a marriage.
They had times where they didn't speak to each other for periods of time. But that's what happens. And Opie said it. He goes, look, we've had our moments. And I can honestly say Anthony is like a brother to me.
He is.
Because you fight. You know, it's like Irish brothers. They beat the crap out of each other. But if you try to break it up, they'll both turn on you and pummel you. And That's kind of their that's been their relationship, but you can tell it's like this is it's they've been 20 years.
That's a long time.
And the thing I think that's sad is that their contract was up in October. Who knows what would have happened? But at least if they decided to not, you know, maybe they were sick of SiriusXM and they decided, you know what, we went through our thing, we're done. You could have your last show. You could have different things. It's like the show ended, like the way Ed
like
Sullivan
died almost.
Ed Sullivan, they recorded all of their episodes, mm-hmm. and then they canceled the next season, like in the middle of the year. So when they filmed the last show, they had no idea that it was the last show. So they couldn't have a send off. They couldn't
that's
say,
the
hey,
worst.
We celebrated 20 years. They basically
well,
almost
that's
20
years. That's what it is.
And that's really
like
sad
Oprah,
to me.
Did you see when Oprah had that huge thing when she had
yeah,
the last show?
But exactly. That's how they do it up there. Okay? You know what I mean? They don't care. You know, it's just, it's run by idiots. And to not, you know, let him at least go on. You didn't lose any sponsors. I guarantee they didn't lose any sponsors, okay? I guarantee they didn't lose.
Now they might have.
They, you know, yes. That's
they
a
might,
good point.
Well, the Open Anthony advertisers.
They might have because of all the subscriptions
oh,
they lost.
Oh, exactly. But I'm saying, that wasn't a big, you know what I mean? It could have been fixed. You
they
know
made,
what I mean?
It was a they made a mountain out of a molehill.
Because all these little papers make it, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
But they also could have diffused it on their end. It's called public relations.
But they don't want to do that. Do you understand that? Newspapers and little podcasts.
No, the Sirius
Satellite.
No, listen to me. Sirius Satellite Radio. These are one of their main people, okay?
They should have stuck up.
Right.
For them.
They have PR that could help. They could have fixed the situation. There's ways to do it. I could have.
They didn't even have to. They didn't even have to stick up for him. This is all they had to do.
Put him on the air.
What we found. What we found. Anthony said was not appropriate for what we do. We're going to suspend him for 8 days.
I disagree with that, Joe.
I'm just saying.
Let me tell you what they could have done.
That could have been because you know what?
No, you let him go back on air and you let him explain it.
Or
let him explain it.
I'm saying anything except for what they did. Like, you could have done that, too, because you know what? None of their sponsors would have bailed out. And eventually, you know what happens? In a week, guess what? LeBron goes back to Cleveland. That's what everybody's talking about. And everybody forgets what it's about.
And exactly. And then now there's more subscribers that would have been coming.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just like, it's just like, I got to make a move now. No, you don't have to make a move now. You wait. You wait. You know,
right.
It's stupid what they did.
And get the whole story down.
And they don't know, you know what I mean? If somebody gets punched in the face by a woman, okay, and she gives him a racial, you know, thing at him. And
oh, yeah, the slur, which to me means nothing. It means nothing.
Bob,
yeah.
Who is this woman? What happened to her? Like, she just, this is what I don't get about the story.
I don't know why. I would have, you know what I would have done?
I would have made money if I were her.
I would have had, if I was running SiriusXM, I would have had Anthony and her in the studio
exactly
today.
Would have been
and,
huge.
And they would have, and they could have talked Gold. It out right there, and that's all you had to do. That's all you had to do.
And it would have been radio gold.
Nobody would have had to say they were sorry. You know what I mean? Just talk it out and say, well, I thought this, well, I thought that. Okay, nice meeting you. Goodbye. Let's continue with our show. That's all you had to do. You didn't have to just fire him right away.
Well, that's the thing. They went.
Wait. The woman never came. Wait, let's just stop for a second. The woman never came forward with all the publicity. Something is very fishy about that to me. With the money someone could make, their end of the story, and the amount of publicity the story got, you mean tell me she didn't come out?
Well, maybe she, something. Maybe she realized that, you know what? Maybe I'm not going to make money because I assaulted somebody for something that is not illegal to
and
do.
And no one's identified her? That's weird.
Yeah.
People identify people in videos with they don't even see their face.
Well,
you know,
I don't think Anthony
on security
filed,
cameras.
I don't think he filed a
he
complaint.
Didn't file
it doesn't a matter. Like the fact is that that she's nowhere to be found. That's something weird about that.
Like
to me.
They were saying, if he would have filed charges and been on the show, there would have been jokes. It would have been unbelievable. I would have been on the phone today. Yeah. Going, you got beat up by a woman.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Right. It would have been hilarious.
So then maybe he should have filed.
But it just said, you know, they had.
But
too
But why
much-
didn't he file charges?
Because you got hit by a woman. It's not like she knocked him out. Okay, you got hit by a woman. You know, you got four or five other people that could jump in at any time. You know, he has a gun on him. He could have pulled it out and shot them all. And then, what do you say? Hey, they attacked me. Okay, yeah, you still got your job because you protected yourself. But no, he does the right thing, and he loses his job. So that makes no sense at all.
Because he expresses anger on social media.
Well, even before that, the night of whatever happened, it could have ended much worse.
A lot worse.
You know what I mean? And I think that's why he's like, you know what? I don't even care. He's a guy who's very wealthy, and he got like a little welt on his eye, and he figures, you know what? What am I going to do? Spend money on an attorney and all this? Who cares?
No.
I'm in the public spotlight
Look,
anyway.
If you don't
Who
have
cares?
Your people behind you, you know what I mean? He's got, you know, he's got Opie, he's got Jim, he's got everyone there, but that's it. You think those people in those little cubicles and all over there have your back on anything? They're all like little rats.
They're
embarrassing weasels.
For radio.
They don't know how to run a company. That's why the company owes so much money. They are not making money because they're sending me a thing, please come back every day.
Oh, to subscribe
to them? Yeah, for $20 for 6 months. $20 for 6 months. I mean, you're charging people $20 a month.
You
I mean,
can't even
are you
go
kidding
to the building,
me?
Bob. Why would you subscribe?
Exactly. I mean, they banned me for wanting to go on ONA. That's how sensible these people are. Do you understand?
It's going
to
be out of business.
They are out of their mind. That they don't know what they're doing. Nobody knows what they're doing. You can't just give people a job and say, just throw money. Just throw all your money. Everyone. Here. There. Let's give Oprah all this money. And then where is the money coming from? It's not coming from. It's right. not coming back.
Right. And it would have been a great episode if the girl would have come in that hit Anthony and over and would have moderated their conversation.
And even,
that would have been gold.
Even if that didn't happen, it happened right before a holiday weekend. They were off the air. You let the weekend go.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, even if you have a meeting and you say, look, we didn't really approve of this, whatever. But all of the hoopla that was going on the CNN, everywhere.
Everywhere.
All it does is bring more attention to your company.
Here's one more thing.
And you're not losing sponsors.
Here's one more thing. When they were doing the Daniel Carver roast, right?
Okay.
I said it's not going to work because you can't offend a guy that
you can't offend a Klan member. Right.
Especially when you have African-American comedians. To him, it's a joke.
Oh, they had a roast?
Yes.
That's why the words cracker and stuff like that don't work.
I went against it. Look, I said it's not going to work. It's going to die.
Because he really is a racist.
No. Yeah, he is.
Right.
But they told me, no, you know how much this is going to be, the publicity we're going to get out of this? With that, you know, that's why they wanted to do it.
So even though it failed.
It failed just like I said it would on the air. But they wouldn't listen to me because it was all about publicity. But now you got something that is totally, that was okay to have a Klan guy in there and have black comedians try to go up there. And he's calling him, he goes, very funny, N-word.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It doesn't work.
And then he said to me at the end, Bob, thanks for the show. That was fun. You know, that's what he said to me. I swear to God. And I knew it wasn't going to work, but they want the publicity. You want publicity? You had it. And you had it over something that the guy didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
I mean, the pictures he took were amazing. I mean, if you looked at all the pictures, they're amazing.
The woman had nice legs, I thought.
But it doesn't matter. If you look at just the behind, don't, if she's not even in that picture, that's a great picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the whole thing that gets me going. It's like, you know, all she had to do is say, hey, please, if I'm in that picture, can you just delete it? That's all. That's all she had to do.
Yeah.
She didn't do that. She called him a white.
Because you know what it is, dude?
MF.
And I'll just say it right now. She's a bitch. She's one of those chicks, and it's got nothing to do with her color.
So hot.
She's one of those girls that just is naturally, she's just not a very pleasant or nice person. And the only thing I'll say is that they could have easily been like, hey, listen, let's see how this all shakes out. And we all know how it would have shaken out. It would have been after a week. Nobody would care. The only reason we're still talking about it is because they fired him.
Right.
If they didn't, it would have been huge because it would have been all over the news about the whole incident which happened.
And we would have been busting his balls all day.
Right.
Exactly. And people would have been like, wow, Opie and Anthony. You know how many people don't know that Opie and Anthony are on SiriusXM?
No, a lot
that used to listen to them on NEW?
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. They say it. I'm not making any big claims here, but it would have brought more people to the platform.
Exactly.
But
that's what
it
is. It's like
they have bad PR there. They're not smart.
No,
they don't know.
They're terrible.
They hire their friends. Everybody's friends. Hey, welcome. You know, we'll be right back after this. I'm going to hire my friends. Come on. You guys are my best friends. Here, you can be the GM. Hey, you want to be my hairstylist? Hey.
Hey, do you look like a dog? You could be a producer.
Hey, can you? Yeah. Can you chew through a wire fence? You can run my show. Hey, can... Can you drink a bottle of vodka at lunchtime? Hey,
can you
run my station?
Can you go to Wawa and pick me up a Marlboro Light? You can actually be CEO.
Welcome to the world we live in. Ears wide open. We'll be right back after this. Take this for what you did to Anthony.